Torah says when you make the mitzvah matzah for Pesach by night, you have to watch it. What does that mean? We darshan matzah meshtameres l'shem matzah. It has to be such matzah that b'shashi were making it, you watched it, that it does not become chomitz for the purpose to be yotze mitzvahs matzah. It has to be made l'shmo. Yotze tzuzum, Hashem came, these matzahs that you made, shem meshtameres l'shem matzah. You did not bake them al manas to use it for the mitzvahs matzah on Pesach, el l'shem zavach. Your kavona b'shashi were baking them, true. You were watching these matzahs, they should not become chomitz, but the purpose was to use it for your korban toidim, but to use it for a korban nazir, but not to be used for Pesach b'night. That's Rabbi Svara, therefore not yotze mitzvahs matzah. So Rashi, u'shmatim as the matzah over the shmir l'shem matzah, kol shimur, sha'atum ha'shamir, any watching that you watch the matzah, sh'loi tichomitz, should not become chomitz, his kavin l'shem matzah shal mitzvah. You have to have kavona to do with l'shem mitzvahs matzah. That's what we do when we bake our matzah. You have people standing over the vibe is there. Shem mitzvahs matzah. The shasta kneading the dough and baking the dough, they have to have kavanah. They're doing of the shem mitzvahs matzah. Here, the shasta you did it. You true, you watched it not to become chometz, but for a different purpose. You watched it shouldn't become chometz. Kedai the shem mitzvahs korban toido, shem korban nazir. That's why you can't be yotze mitzvahs matzah on Pesach for these matzahs. We have Yosef Omar Makron. The pasuk says shivas yomim matzah is toichlu. Pesach says you have to eat matzah that you could eat for 7 days. We darshin matzah and achelas l'shivas yomim. Matzah that was made for the purpose that you could eat it for 7 days. Yosef Zuzum, Ashenkin, this matzah that you made for korban toido or for korban nazir, shena achelas l'shivas yomim, el l'yayim b'layla. Loch is by korban, if you only eat korban toido, even though it's a shlomim, but it has a loch, you can only eat it 1 day and 1 night. After the night, it becomes nice already. So, Melo, with such matzah, you can't be yotze mitzvahs matzah. So Rashi says that Rabbi Yosef really is also Samech on Rabbi's posse. But Yikah posse says you have to do it l'shem mitzvahs matzah. And here it wasn't done l'shem mitzvahs matzah. Just Rabbi Yosef being mechadish. Let's say the guy had two kavonis. Let's say the guy says, I'm doing it l'shem mitzvahs matzah, but I'm also have kavon l'shem mitzvahs toidah. What would be the loch then? So Rashi's mashma, according to the first Tanakh, according to the first Mandiyam Rabbah, it would be good, because she had kavon l'shem mitzvahs matzah also. But according to Rabbi Yosef, it won't be good. Because even though you had kavon to do with l'shem mitzvahs matzah, but the Torah says it has to be such matzah that's able to eat for 7 days. If you have any kavon to do with l'shem korban toidah, which you can only eat it for 1 day, that's a psul for matzah. It can't be used for matzah anymore. Because according to Rabbi Yosef, achutz from the mitzvah shmu, l'shem matzah, you also have to do with kavona that you're allowed to eat this matzah for 7 days. So if you do it for korban toid, that's a stira. A korban toid, you can't eat more than 1 day, so you don't have a kim of this pasuk. You didn't bake it, l'shem mitzvah, to eat it, a matzah that's roi to eat for 7 days. Right, Tanya kavosi, the rabbi, Tanya kavosi, the rabbi Yosef. Tanya kavosi, the rabbi. Yochu yoti dei kavosi, b'chalas toidi rekikin ozir, since the mamash matzah. Why can't the yoti mitzvahs matzah, pesach by night? Tam lem, the pasuk says, l'shmata mesa matzahs. You have to watch the matzah. When you shashi make, it shouldn't become chomitz. We dashin matzah, mashdameras, l'shem matzah. You have to watch it with a kavona to do with l'shem mitzvahs matzah. Yotze tzuzu, mashenke, in these matzahs that you made, for the kavanah for korban toidom, shein mishtemeres l'shem matzah. It's not watched for the purpose to be yotze mitzvahs matzah, el l'shem zevach. It's made for the purpose to be mekayim your mitzvahs korban toidom, your mitzvahs korban nazir. So even though the wife said it's a matzah, but since it wasn't made l'shmo, l'shem the mitzvahs matzah, you can't be yotze. Here's a right according to Rabbah. But the way Rashi learns, if you had kavanah for both, could be you would be yotze. Tani kavosu to Rabbi Yosef, I have a right to Rabbi Yosef, no, to Rabbi Yosef. That yochol yotze adam dechavosu b'chalas toidu v'kikid nazir, I would think with these type of matzahs you are yotze. Tamlem, the pasuk says, shivas yomim matzahs toichlu. You have to have matzah that you could eat it for 7 days. So we darshin matzah nechalas l'shivam, only matzah that's made with a kavona that you could eat it for 7 days. Yotze tzuzum, ashenke, and these matzahs that are made the shame korban toido or the shame korban nazirim she'enu nechelas l'shiva, you're not allowed to eat it for 7 days because it becomes noiser. Elu l'yoyim v'layla, you're only allowed to eat it 1 day in that night. After the night, it's noiser. Therefore, you're not yotze mitzvahs matzah. So, kif you have a raya zayin according to Rabbah, zayin according to Rabbi Yosef, that to both of them. So that's why you're not yotze mitzvahs matzah with nazir and with the korban toido. For the Gemara poshid v'tepik lei melechem oini, according to Rabbi Yosef Lili. The darshan before from the pasuk lechem oini, we darshan that you only be yotze with such matzah that even an oining, when somebody was mace, you could eat. Mashenkin kotshim, you can't eat. avadon oini zalari kotchim. So b'zoyis a poshta posig melechem oini that a kotchim an oini can't eat. So you can't be yotze mitzvas matzah with kotchim. V'shadashin mi shenecha baninus only such matzah that you could eat even when you're an oini, even when somebody died before the kurum. Yotze ze mashenken these lechem say that's kotchim. Olach mitoido, olachem of a korban nozi, that's kotchim. She'en en necho banim, if olach is kotchim of a kain, if his craving was made, he's not allowed to eat kotchim when he's anointing. Ela besimcha, olach of kotchim is you can only eat it when you're matzav of simcha. And anointing is not allowed to be besimcha, so you can't eat kotchim. So what do I need these tzukim for, shematim as a matzois, poshtu the poshtu as lechem oini, and the Gemara nechzame, these, the Rab and Rabbi Yosef hold, sovolok Rabbi Kiva. They hold like Rabbi Kiva dashin before. The Omar Oni says, we don't dashin lechem oini, the lechem oni, like Rabbi Kiva's chiddush was before, that even Maisi Sheni also could be yotze mitzvas matzah. Even though an oini can't eat Maisi Sheni, so what? The Apostle doesn't say oini, but says oni has to be poor man's bread, abi it's not lechem ashira, doesn't have yain shem l'dvash inside it. But even though it's kotchim that an oinian can't eat it, still you could be yotze mitzvah matzah. That's why Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef have to have new psukim near shemakim mitzvah matzah is why you're not yotze with kotchim. For the Gemara of a type of the heavenly matzah shira, have another psukim, even according to Rabbi Kiva. But the apostle says lechem oni, a poor man's bread. You can't have yayin the shemen, you can't have shemen inside it. Every mincha, all these lechems, had shemen inside it. So who else the shemen you put inside the dough, that should pass all the matzah for mitzvah matzah. It's not lechem oni, it's lechem ashira. And the Gemara Omar Shmuel Ba Rav Yitzchok Reviyasi. You know how much shemen they used? A very, very small amount of oil was used. It was only Reviyas a hin of shemen umeschalekasi lakama chalis. It was divided for a lot of big chalis. So Kundal says in every single dough that had a very small amount of shemen, that little amount of shemen doesn't make a matzah shira. You have to have a gezunta size shemen inside it to passel it. But this little amount of shemen they have, that will not passel it from lechem ashira. That's a teretz. Even though they had oil inside it, but it was a very small amount of oil in each lechem. Therefore, it's still called lechem oni. So the only reason why not you can't be mekayim mitzvah matzah is because of these psukim shematim as the matzahs, or else shivas yom teichel or matzah teichel. To the more of a tapik lay another psul. Tapik lay the ain't necholis b'chol mashavis. You're not allowed to eat this b'chol mashavis. Good, a toid is called kotchim kalim. A kotchim kalim, if you only eat inside Yerushalayim, you take it outside Yerushalayim, it becomes posel. So b'zoi v'dash in the posel b'chol b'chol mashvaseich, and even contra b'kivom, that bikurim, you can't be out to mitzvah smatzah with bikurim, because bikurim is only nechol in Yerushalayim, and not b'chol mashvaseich. So pshita here also, kotchim, even if it's kotchim kalim, you can only eat in Yerushalayim, and not outside Yerushalayim. So how could it be yotze? So pshita you're not yotze with lechem, these lechems of toide and of nozir. What do we need the psukim and shematim and samatis for? Amor Resh Lakish, Meir Tzaraya, Amor Resh Lakish, Zoy Samaris, Meir Tzaraya, Chalois toide, rekika and nozir, necholem benoy v'givim. There was times when they didn't have the Mishkan, when it was Hutter Habomais, when the Mishkan was in Bikiyim, so then everybody was allowed to make his own bama and bring his own karbonis. So it's a question, what type of carbon were you allowed to bring then? In the Tzarayu, you were allowed to bring a Toydim and a Nozir was allowed to bring this carbon. There's some man young say no, only carbon Tzibu you're allowed to bring, but not a Nozir, not a Toydim. Here at Tzarayu, the Bishas Noivin given when the Mishkan wasn't up, they were allowed to bring a carbon toida. At that time, when you bring carbon toida, when the bama is mutter, there's no din of Yerushalayim. You can make your bama anywhere you want in Eretz Yisrael. So any place in Eretz Yisrael at that time, there was a lachmi toida that you were allowed to eat wherever you are. So how do I know at that time that matzah you can't use for Pesach by night? That matzah you could eat any place you want in Eretz Yisrael. The mashma on the pasuk, the shemat, the matzahs, even those matzahs that were made on the bummus yochid, the shas, the hetra bummus, even though you could eat it outside Yerushalayim, still you're not yotze mitzvah matzah, because it wasn't made l'shem mitzvah matzah, or else it's not shivas yomim matzah teichlu. Yeah, so see, Rashi brings down, there's a big machoikis here in Gemara Zvochim. Rashi Samaris, Midloi Nafkulam, Rechot HaSechem, Ksav HaChalis Toido, Rekikinoz Necholos B'nei V'Givin. Would like Reb Shimon, the Yom Perakam of the Megillah, Lekor B'nei V'Givin, Ahayno Bama G'deilo, El Psochem V'Choyvois, Hakvu Lehem, Zman. He only brought Korban Pesach and Korban Choyvois. Av Choyvois, Shein Lehem Zman, Kvu Aloi, they didn't bring. Would like him on the Yom Perak Basad Zvachim, Kan V'Kan, Bama G'deilo, B'nei V'Givin, Obama K'tana, Shoy Oysa, Brush, Agagoy, Lekor V'Lyochid, El Oilu Shlomim. Roman Yom says you're only allowed to bring an abomas yochid, only a korban oil or a korban shlomin. The advice in Chakov of the Neva given, Husrach Lavi Rayim. Kitzur, we hold not like, like these two man diyarmin, but in the korban bormis yochid, you were allowed to bring even a korban toida, or a nazir could bring his kabonis. So like this shita, so Rashi says we're bringing a rye now. Maybe shemartem esamatzois or matzah teichlum. The nazir bechol mashoseichem. This will have to bechol mashovis. At that time, those matzahs, they were allowed to eat at any place in Eretz Yisrael. So how do you know in such a matzah you're not yotzei mitzvas matzah? That's our gemara. You need a pasuk of shematim as a matzah for him. Then the regular korban toida, this man that had the base of midrash, his pshita you wouldn't be yotzei the mitzvas matzah because it's not necha b'chol mashavis. Right. Tanya Oma Rebbe Loi Sheilti es Rebbe Lezer. I yes Rebbe Lezer Shaila. Mal sheyotzei mechalas toida rekikin nozer. What's the law? Can a person be yotzei mitzvas matzah on Pesach b'night with these matzahs of mechalas toida and rekikin nozer? Omali, he answered back, Lo Shemati, I didn't hear. There's a Pella, how he answered this. Bosi, Bishalti, Lufnei, Rabbi Yeshua, then I came and asked Yeshua. Omali, Harei Omru, was said clearly, Chalas Toida, Rekike, Nazir, Sheosim, Liatzmon, if a person made it for himself, Ein Odom, Yoitzi, Ben, you're not Yoitzi with it. Since you made these matzahs with a kavanah to use it for your korban toida, or your nazir for your korban nazir, like we had before, it wasn't made l'shem mitzvas matzah, pshiti, you're not Yoitzi. But the Mishnah does say, though, Limcha Bashuk, if you made them al manas to sell it to people, to sell it to Nazir, or to sell it to a person who needs a korban toida, then yoytzeb him. Then you are yoytzeb. So could be a shaila was, what's the svara? What's the difference? We'll soon see what the difference is. Kishavosi v'tzisi devorim lefnei Reb Elezer, when I came and told this over to Reb Elezer, omali brisein. Bris, Rashi's bris means like lashon shvua. I swear to you, hein hein advorim shenem l'moshim sinai. It's like saying emes lamitoi, that's like a true. This is like halach l'moshim sinai. That the chalas that you made for yourself, if you're a nazir, or you made for your own korban toida, you're not yotzei mitzvas matzah. But if somebody made it for public use, whoever wants, like somebody knows there are nazirim around, or there is a person who needs a korban toida, I'll make it for people, then you could be yotzei with the matzah. So how do we know that? That's halach l'moshim sinai. Fred Gemara. Ika the Amri, some say no. Yetakasha, Brisang, Hey not Vorm Shenal Moshim Sinai, for a time a boy. Is it true like you're saying it's a shur, this is Tam Aloch Lomashim Sinai? No. About it, it's a Mishnah, and we need a Svara. What should be the Svara for this? Rashi, the time of Mazat Rashi, tomorrow boy law, the time of Mai, Shosan Limcha Vashuk Vasarke Toy the Yotzebim, in Loy Mochran, yeah. Hare Lernish Tamro, Lashem Matzah, Lashem Zavach. Of course, still a Kasha now. How do you know this? Rashi before the Ikid Yam Rashi Betamia Amalei V'chi Hein Advarim the Loi Boy Time Kalach L'Mashim Sinai. Like these, this is not a real Halach L'Mashim Sinai. That is only a Mishnah. So you have to tell me a reason. What's the chiluk? What's the difference if you make it for yourself? You're not Yotzei Mitzvas Matzah because we said it wasn't made l'shem Mitzvas Matzah. So if you make it to sell, it's the same thing. You made it to Almanas that a Nozer should use it. Almanas that a person needs a Korban Toda should use it. You still didn't make l'shem Mitzvas Matzah. So why are Yotzei with such matzah? And for the Gemara, the time of my, or my rabbi, kol l'shuk imluche mimlech. When a person makes it to sell, he knows he has in mind right now it's not 100% will be able to sell it. Maybe no nazir would need it. Maybe there's nobody needs a korban toida. Omer, he says to himself, Mizdavin, if somebody buys it from me, very good, I'll sell it to him. Eloi Mizdavin, but if nobody buys it from me, I'll use it for myself already. What do you mean for myself? I use it for my own matzah, for Pesach by night. So Mela, when a guy sells it, he has kavanah, he makes it on a tanai. He makes it about on the manas, I don't sell it, nobody's going to use it. I have kavanah now to make it mamas l'shem mitzvah matzah, and I have kavanah to use it for stress matzah, that's necha for 7 days. Just Louis Tzu, if somebody wants to buy it from me, I have kavanah for that also. So Chura, it's like, it's a tanai, he's making on a tanai. Since he's making on a tanai, that's why yotze. Yash etuk bo'anoh, yedei chayvis matzah. So Chura, this should be told in Breira a little bit. The Chura should be told the old Breira. The old Yesh Breira, it's very good. Like the Chura, right now, we have two kavanas right now. So where Rashi before said, two kavanas don't help you. If your mamash have two kavanas right now, you want to do it for both, that's no good, according to Rabbi Yosef. But according to Rabbi Yosef, you have to have dafka matzah that's necho for 7 days. And once you do have kavanah for a toida or for a nazir, you're not yotzeh. So you have to say here, they're not called kavanah for both. This called on a tanai. Like, you know what's going on. You know clearly if you're not going to sell it, you want to be able to use it for yourself. So you're making matkila clearer tanai. That al manas, I don't sell it. I have clear kavanah now to make it b'shem mitzvah matzah. And with the kavanah, it's necho for 7 days. And I use it for Pesach by night. Just Louis Tzu, I get somebody to buy it, then I have kavanah to use it for him. So you make him such a tanai, it's night that helps. Alright, stop here. We're holding that Lametes. The Mishnah Daf Lametes.